Blog Talk Radio.
Production or something, you know?
Exactly. Now, where are they from?
I have no clue, honey. It just struck me right between the eyes and knocked me flat on my back. So I thought, okay, that's going to be it today. That's going to be it. It was either this or Barbara Streisand. So, you know.
Well, you can't beat her either. No way.
That's true. But when I heard this, it came down to bottom line, no contest. You know?
No.
These guys.
It's different.
Oh, my word. It just, whoa. It still is whoa. And I heard them hours ago. Very, very impressive. Very impressive. So anyway, hope y'all are kind of halfway staying warm. I'm not.
Oh, bless your heart. I'm sorry, Jenny. Wow.
Well, I need a wood stove and a cuddle bug. Mm-mm-mm. Apache doesn't like to cuddle. Apache doesn't like to cuddle. That doesn't happen. So, oh, well. Electric heaters do not keep you warm.
No.
I have one in the master bedroom. I have the big front burner on the stove going with the fan above the stove going when it's hot enough. And because once it blows all the hot air away from the front of the stove or the top of the stove, it starts blowing cool air. So you turn it off for a while. I've got a little space heater in the living room, and then I have one that I move between the office and the back bedroom, because you got to keep in the back bedroom because there's a half bath back there, so you got to keep the water thawed out. So it's kind of like I am dreading this next electric bill, but hey, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay because Fred is sending me my share of the car, so it's going to be okay.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm a Libra. If things don't go according to budget or schedule or something like that, it's like free time. You know, it's just me.
All right.
I'm a planner, but at the same time, I love spontaneity. You know, if somebody wants to come and say, "Hey, let's go for a drive." Oh, where are we going? Oh, never mind that. Let's just go. Well, okay, you're driving. and then it's okay. But if I'm driving, I got to know where I'm going to go. Or I get out my little GPS and say, okay, little Missy, you tell me where I'm going to turn. Because if you get me lost, I'm going to be very upset. Well, Google Maps has been pretty good so far out here. I didn't learn how to use it until we were on our way out here for the move, and Mike taught me how it worked. So I haven't been lost yet, so that's okay.
Well, good.
It's working okay. I can deal with this. And I'm starting to learn my way from here to town and back anyway, so that helps. Well, from here to Milledgeville. I have no clue how to get to Sparta, but I'm going to have to do that and change over my car license and my driver's license here this next month. So,
right.
If it isn't one thing, it's another. Just kind of flows.
A lot on your list.
And that list is getting longer. I did not realize that if you left all those items on the same list together, they multiply like rabbits. Nobody told me
goodness.
That. It's getting very interesting. Yes, it's like, hey, I keep telling myself, you're going to live here for a long time. Don't worry about it. You don't have to get everything done next week. Don't worry about it. And then I immediately have a cup of coffee and calm down, you know.
Right. That's so true. Yeah.
But to tell you how bad it is, I finally decided that I'm getting out my minus 10 below sleeping bag. And I'm going to sleep in that sleeping bag. Not on the floor, but I'm sleeping in that sleeping bag. Because I'm, you know, you got to put so many quilts on top of you to get warm. If you don't do that the weight doesn't allow me to be comfortable. So I'm just going to crawl inside that sleeping bag and say, okay, do your thing.
Well, yeah, that would work.
And that falls under the heading of, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. This is one of the reasons I bought the sleeping bag, so I might as well be using it, right?
Right, sure.
At least that's what I thought. Well, hey, you know, guys, I said hello to everybody in the chat. I probably missed somebody by now because I haven't been looking in the last 5 minutes. But we've got some interesting stuff going today. I've got a couple of songs that John sent me one, and I found one. And they're songs that I grew up with from Sunday school days. I started going to church when I was 6 years old, okay? My girlfriend invited me, and it was only 3 blocks away, so Mama said, sure, go ahead. And so I started going to church when I was 6 years old, and we have been singing these two songs. Now, when I was that little, it was just the chorus, okay? But we started singing these two songs. They've been part of the Nazarene church that I went to since I started going. So they're very familiar to me. And I have copied out the words to these two songs. So I want you all to do this. And I want you to sing along with these songs, okay, because they are feel-good songs like you would not believe. Children love them. One is called, I Am So Glad That Jesus Loves Me. You know, it's like, I am so glad that Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me, you know, that one. So get the words to it because I want you to sing along with it. Okay, I'm going to sing along with it. I want you to sing along with it. If I haven't lost the words. No, I don't remember them. Doesn't matter how many times. I just don't remember. I remember the chorus as far as it goes. The other one is by Alan Jackson, and it's called I Love to Tell the Story. So get the words to that one as well. Those two, they're easy sing-along. And if you can't do the verses, which I don't blame you, if you don't know the songs, you can't sing the verses along unless you have the words in front of you. But you can join in the choruses if you don't print out the words. So, or put the words on a split screen on your computer, something like that'll work.
Right.
So it's going to, it's fun. It's really fun. I love singing along with these two songs. I always have for umpteen trillion years. Slight exaggeration, but you get the idea. Okay, and another thing is that I have set up in my phone where I can go onto a message chat that I have made for myself, just with myself, for myself, and I have set up something to start reading to you about signs of the end times. And guys, I know it's hard to face, and a lot of you do not want to recognize that it's happening because it is scary. Yes, it is scary, but if you're truly, truly a child of God, it's not as scary. You see all these things and you think, hey, yeah, all of this stuff is happening, but Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming and he's going to catch me up, and nobody knows if he's coming before the Great Tribulation or after the Great Tribulation or in the middle of the Great Tribulation. And it's like one of my pastors, I was in my 30s, and one of my pastors got asked that question, and he said, you know, I really don't know when. Nobody knows when. Nobody's supposed to know when. I just figured it'll all pan out in the end.
Yeah.
So you can have all these signs, and you can know all these things are happening as prescribed by God, but nobody's going to know when. So don't think that studying your Bible and figuring out this and putting this timeline to it and thinking this is going to happen, don't think that you're going to figure out when it's going to happen, because you're not. I have always had the feeling that every time some student or pastor or higher mucky muck in one of the churches thinks they got it figured out and they know when Jesus is coming, God's going to change the timing, because nobody's supposed to know. And I saw something today when I was going through online, and it said, this will happen 10 minutes before Jesus comes. You need to read this now. And it, I just laughed. I laughed. It's like, you dingbat. How are you going to know what's going to happen 10 minutes before Jesus comes? Get a grip, dude. Get a grip. Because you can't know that any better than anybody else on this world. So I laughed. I got a laugh out of that. I thought that was hilarious. But you just, you don't know. And something else that I saw when I was checking things out this morning, Sunday mornings between the time I finish doing the show and when it's showtime, other than taking time out to eat something, yes, I ate something. I had some peaches, you know. That's my time to look through and see what great sayings or whatever that they have posted on online. And I saw something that it was very, very true. It just hit home with me, and it's something that I have tried to tell you folks before. And it was good to hear somebody else saying it. It's like he put it in the connotation of the pandemic first, but then he said, this goes for anything in life, you know? It's like God tells us that we are supposed to do right, and we have to do what is right for us. But if what is right for us upsets someone else or makes someone else feel like they're sinning, then we're not supposed to do it, at least not in front of them. You know, and it brought to my mind these vaccinations, because everybody's all up in arms about whether people should get vaccinations or whether people should not get vaccinations. And you know what? It has to be an individual decision, because God doesn't tell us, yes, you need to get this vaccination, or no, it's evil if you do. He doesn't say that. Each one of us has to decide for ourselves and our families what is right to do for us. And we can't put that feeling onto anybody else, because that's judging. If we say, oh, you didn't get the vaccination, you're being stupid. Look what it's going to cause your family. You're going to die from it. You've got to get that vaccination. We're not supposed to do that. And we are guilty of it. Every one of us is guilty of doing that exact thing, you know. We're not supposed to. If it's right for us to get the vaccination, get the vaccination. That's okay. But don't be telling everybody else that they're supposed to do it too, because maybe God has told them something different. God might have told me, might have told told Ann, he may have told John, he may have told everybody, yes, you need this vaccination. So go and get that vaccination. And so, okay. But that doesn't mean that he tells everybody that they're supposed to get the vaccination. There are some people that it may be the right thing. They may feel safer, and they may actually be safer to not get the vaccination. So we're not supposed to put what we think is supposed to be, whether it's a vaccination or something else, onto other people. Leave that up to God. Leave that up to God. Now, if it's something blatantly against God, maybe that's different. Maybe you should mention something to them, but don't judge them for making a different decision. That is still up to God. Even though they are blatantly sinning and doing something wrong, it's still up to God, not us. All we can do is say, you know, in the Bible it says this, and I noticed kind of that you were thinking this way, so I'm just letting you know that there's another trail that you might consider, you know, and let them know. I did that with my own daughter-in-law, as a matter of fact, and she hasn't spoken to me since. But I know that what I said was the right thing because it was biblically based. And that's what you have to go by. But don't be so hurtful when you say something. Don't be judgmental when you say it. Just say, this is what the Bible says. This is how I feel about it. Don't put it on them. Put it in God's lap or put it in your own lap, okay, so that they don't feel picked on, so they don't feel pushed, because nobody's ever going to do anything that you have to push them into. You know, you got to think about that. You got to think about that. And it wasn't even my daughter-in-law that really and truly objected. She agreed with everything I was saying, which I found out later from another brother-in-law. I found out later that she agreed with everything I said, but she blocked me and quit speaking to me because her niece, or her, I think it was her niece, didn't agree with me because her niece is gay. So there's a fine line. I can't blame her, but at the same time, she had to do what she felt she had to do. And I never argued with her about it. Okay, that's the thing. They both have to answer to God. You know, it doesn't make any difference whether I think they're right or wrong. It's what God thinks. It's what God thinks. So before you start telling people, nope, you need that vaccination, or he should have got that vaccination, he's doing bad for his family, you know, don't do that. Because maybe it was right for that person to not have the vaccination. We don't know all of his reasons. We don't know what led him to that decision. Maybe it's the right decision for him and his family. So don't judge him for not doing what you think is right, because maybe it wasn't right for him. You know? So that's what I got off of the internet today. Sometimes you find some nuggets of good on the internet, and sometimes it's just plain stupid. But this morning I found a couple nuggets, and I wanted to share them with you. So, that being said, I also have some things to read about the end times, but we'll do that a little bit later. Let's have a little bit of music. Oh, I'm just gonna blow your gaskets right off. Let's go down here. And this is one. Oh no, it's not down there, Jenny. Where is it? Where'd you put it, Jennifer? Oh. You can judge yourself, girl, because you just mucked it up again. Well, I'm going to have to go find that one, I guess. Oh. Why do I do that, Sue? Why do you let me do that?
Yeah, it's my fault. Blame it on me.
Okay, I will. It was real easy. It just kind of flowed out.
Yeah, I'll take the blame.
Why not? Yes. Okay, well, maybe it's down here and doesn't have the word gospel in front of it. I've done that before. And I really want to play this song. So this is one that John sent me. And it's kind of like, it's not there either. Well, good grief, Jennifer, what did you do? I'll figure it out later. Let's go with something else. That simple? Just go. Oh, I know. We're going to start out with that one. Okay, Ann, unhook your feet from around a chair leg. Because this is going to be one that's going to get your feet going, girl. It's Sister Rosetta. And the song is Didn't It Rain?
Didn't it? Oh, my Lord, didn't it? there was no land nowhere in sight. God sent a raven to bring the news. He hoisted his wings and away he flew. Just
I said it rained, you know it rained. Oh, how it rained, rained too long. Now it rained, rained all day, rained all night.
Ending. I like that one. A big old bass note.
I've not heard that one before.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, I've never heard it.
I have played it before, but it was a while ago. So, hey, I'm glad you heard it now because that's cool. I like that song. That will get you rolling. So, I like that. That was a good one to start with. That was a good one to start with. And, yes, Ann was going to send me a song today, but I didn't. She kept having to redo it because I couldn't hear the music. It was all, and then she would be moving around and stuff, and there was just too much interference with what she was singing. And she had a nice voice. She had the vocals down good. It sounds really good. So when I get that, I'm going to play it, Ann. Okay?
Good.
There we go. So when we get it, we'll do it. And I did just check my email right before I came on, and I didn't get it. So I'm expecting it. I'm expecting it. So we'll see. We'll see. You know, it's sometimes Anne you just gotta give her a tough time sometimes, you know. Just shake her up a little bit and let it roll. She knows we love her, so it's okay. It's okay. We're just teasing her. All right. How about a song sung by Richard Carney? And John sent this one to me as well, called Going Home.
Through an open door. away. Restless dreams all done. Shadows gone, break of day. Real life just begun. There's no break, there's no end, just a living on. Wide awake with a smile, going on and on. Go.
Good song. If you listened to it, you're just walking through an open door onto the other side, going home. I like that. I like that a lot. When you can think about it that way, then you realize that when someone you love dies, you're crying for yourself. Because you're going to miss them, you're not going to be able to see them or be with them. That's what you're crying about. Because they went home. And they don't have anything wrong with them anymore. Think about that. It takes a lot of the sadness away. It really does when you think of it that way. And yes, I know that from experience with my grandma and my aunt. So, yeah, when you put it in the proper context that they went home, it makes it a lot easier. It really does. But sometimes, depending on who it is in your life that has gone home, it's still tough to handle. It's still tough to deal with. And there are people that were in your life before that seemed very, very important that when they died and went home, you didn't feel a single thing, not one single thing. You kind of wonder about that, but then you realize it's okay. It's okay. It just meant that you were past that relationship. It was done. So it's all right. Okay. Now, this is something I would take. No, I wouldn't. But I kind of am leaning towards 80% certainty that nobody's heard this one before. Not this way. Okay? This is from a Calypso Gospel, Princess Trinidad. Ooh, does that let you know anything? And it's the song, How Great Thou Art. And if you don't like it, blame it on John. He sent it.
woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountains grandeur and see the brook and feel the gentle breeze,
and you move. That's just how it is. No excuses, no trying to figure things out. That is just how it is. When the music's inside you, you move. And that song will help you figure out if you got it. I'm glad I got a good sturdy chair. It's really old, and the plastic's coming off the arms, but it's still sturdy. It holds up. You know, chair dancing is quite an active sport.
Oh, goodness.
It's great. Okay, here's one. You'll figure it out. Here you go. Love, shine a light.
Love, shine a light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. Light of the magic in every little part. Let our love shine a light in every corner of our heart. Love, shine a light in every corner of my dream. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. I can find a river flowing from the stream. Let our love shine a light in every corner of my dream. And we're all gonna shine a light together. Every corner of our heart. love shine a light in every corner of the world. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry, light of the magic for every boy and girl. Let our love shine a light in every corner of the world. And we're all gonna shine a light together.
Yep, they want to bait you, so they start the next one and don't go very far. Oh, I love that song, though. I love that song. That was done later. But it is not Ron Jesse, so don't anybody even think about saying it is, because them son. Because it isn't. There you go. Okay. All right. I am going to, on that note, because I do have a couple of songs I want to play after I read this to you. And it's only part of the article. I'm not reading the whole thing to you today because that would take up the rest of the show, and we really don't want to do that. You know, we want, oh, Jenny, why'd you do that? I'm not going to answer myself. I will not. I will bite my tongue off first. Yeah, it's okay to talk to yourself. When you start answering yourself, they're going to cart you away. And you'll spend the rest of your time in a rubber ring. So anyway, this is titled Signs of the End of the World. Okay. The return of Jesus Christ. Time is almost up. Now, what's almost to us as compared to almost to what God thinks? It's two different things, people. It's two different things. So keep that in mind, okay? And I'm just going to go. I don't think I'm going to read everything that they've got printed here, but I am going to give you the idea of what they're saying. Okay. The year is now 2021. Obviously, it was written a few months ago. And many people around the world are wondering if the end of the world is near. I don't think there has ever been such a widespread interest in this topic like there is today. And who can blame people for wondering when you see what is happening to our world? The signs of the end are prevalent. War, famine, natural disasters, incredible and rapid increase in knowledge, poisoning of the air and water, birds of the air and fish of the seas dying in huge numbers. And these are just a few of the biblical signs, which you can see on our End of the Times homepage. They want you to go and look at everything. It's a very interesting place to spend some time. Now, here the signs are so strong now, and the evidence is so clear that any person willing to accept the truth can see that the end of the world as we know it is near. Now, the signs of the end that we are dealing with are the signs we find within 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. And that was 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5 that I just read. Now, these verses predicted a great moral degeneration in our society. And guys, if you've paid any attention at all to just what's going on around you, in the streets, in the grocery stores, in Walmart, at the bank, on TV, wherever you want to look, it's there. Okay, so we're going to take a look at 2 Peter 3, 3 and 4. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Do we live in a day of scoffers? Most certainly. Talk about the end times, and the majority of people, including many Christians, will just laugh it off, saying that all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. And that is in fulfillment of the Bible prophecy. So know that even though there are many non-believers, many people don't want to believe it's happening or is going to happen really soon, it's still going to happen. They're not going to stop it. They're just fulfilling a prophecy. Wonder what it would change if they actually understood that. Okay. Let's see, and this last paragraph says, so let's look at just some of the signs from the above Bible verse in Timothy and apply it to our time and see if it tells us that we are living at the end of the world just before the second coming of Jesus. I say yes. I mean, it's rather obvious, actually. So, okay, this says, end of the world, sign of perilous times. And this, are we living in perilous times? Well, I would say yes. And this says there is no doubt about that. Let's just take one example of what is happening. There are uprisings all around the world with people protesting and rioting and governments toppling. The people are starting to see the power they have if they get together. And this is a very dangerous situation and one that will lead to the image of the beast being formed, which will bring on the enforcement of the beast's mark. And with the economy melting all around the world, with countries nearing bankruptcy, the world is becoming ripe for a one-world currency, which will aid with enforcing the mark and stop those who refuse the mark from buying and selling, as it says in Revelation 13. So, and you know, since I was a kid, that is the one thing that scares me the most, has always scared me the most, is having to take that number to be able to go down and buy a candy bar or a gallon of milk or a loaf of bread. You can't even buy the flour to make your own bread. That is what has scared me more than anything else I've heard. Isn't that strange? Just that little thing. But I am determined to not take that number, because that number means condemnation, ruination, the lack of God's light and presence. That's what taking that number means. You don't want to do that. And it's it's going to be a hard thing to do. It's going to be a hard thing to refuse, because unless you live somewhere you can go out scavenging and eat from the plants in your area, you're going to be awful hungry. So plant that garden and plant, oh, what do they call them? I forget now. The word just flew out of my head. I had it before. But it's the plants whose seeds are viable, and you can grow plants from those seeds that will be true to the parent plant. You need that kind of a garden so that you can grow it in perpetuity to feed your family, to feed yourself, to keep yourself going. And don't forget the grains. Don't forget the corn. You know, if you got the corn, you don't need the grain so much, but you got to have something to make the bread that your body is going to crave, okay? And it's a good thing to have. You don't need a whole lot of variety, but think about what you really do need and get that garden going, because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. Now, this is the sign of lovers of pleasure more than God. This sign of the end is powerful just on its own. Do we live in a world of pleasure seekers? Of course we do. And to fulfill this end of the world sign, we only need look at the professing Christian churches. I know some of you are going to get very, very upset to hear that, but it's true. Why do you think I don't go to church anymore? They're always asking everybody for money. Money, 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 money. Now, there is a certain amount of money needed to run a church. But the board and the pastor of that church don't need to be driving big fancy cars and living in huge expensive houses. That's not what the money is supposed to be for. That doesn't serve God. Okay. And this is a great majority of professing Christians are lovers of pleasure more than they love God. They fill their lives with television, partying, socializing, reading novels, playing games, wasting time on social networks like Facebook, and God gets little of their time. Now, what that tells me, I mean, this is a little bit slanted, okay? But what it tells me is to create more balance. Give God the time that is due God. Okay? This other stuff, you can pick it up later or not at all for a couple of days. It doesn't matter to your life. Giving time to God and studying through His Word, that'll make a difference. That makes a difference to your eternity. Okay? So think about that. Think about that. And if you don't have a Bible, shame on you. If you're a child of God, you should have two or three of them. That's just me saying it. That's not a requirement. Okay, don't run out and buy three Bibles just because I said something. That's not a requirement. But you do need to have a copy of the Word of God with you. And if your electricity goes out, have a hard copy Bible. Have a real book that you can hold in your hand, and you don't need electricity to run it to be able to see what God is saying. Get a real book that you can read. Then if the electricity goes out, you've got something to do. You've got God's Word to study. Ta-da-da-da! There you go. And that's an idea from me, that God doesn't say do that. I said that maybe you should think about it. Okay? There you go. So, it's not just that they watch the TV and go to the movies and all that stuff. You know what? Going to the movies is not evil. Some churches say it is, and I'm sorry. That's why I have quit one church, because I cannot agree with that. I don't agree that drinking is evil. Those things of themselves are not evil. It's quantity and moderation, and what genre of movie are you watching? Now, in the privacy of your own home, maybe it's a different thing, depending upon what the circumstance is. If you're sitting there all by yourself watching dirty movies, that might not be such a good idea on God's part. You know what I mean? So consider, what is the circumstance? And don't overindulge. I think that's the most important thing. It's like the Bible doesn't say that drinking is wrong. They don't say that having a drink, a glass of wine, or having a mixed drink or two or three, that it doesn't say that that's wrong. The Bible says drunkenness is not something you should be doing. Okay? So alcohol in itself is not evil. It doesn't cause bad things. Overindulgence in alcohol is a bad thing, okay? So consider that. Consider that. Don't condemn anybody who's going out and having a glass of wine or a screwdriver or a tequila sunrise or a margarita, whatever it is. Don't condemn them just because they're having a couple of those drinks. That's not wrong. Now, if they sit there and they're in a public place, or even if they're at home, this hit me right smack between the eyes last time I did this. And if they're sitting and getting falling down drunk, that's what God says is wrong. Mostly because you don't have control over yourself. Whether it's your mouth or your actions or being able to walk and not look a fool, that's what's wrong. Okay? So put it in context. Don't blindly follow any preacher that condemns stuff. Check it out with what the Bible actually says. Okay? And don't follow anything I believe blindly. I don't know everything. Far from it. I'm still learning myself, honey. Why do you think I'm reading this to you instead of just telling you about it? It's because I don't know all of it yet. Now, when I read it, yeah, I can agree with it and say, yeah, that's what it is, but I don't feel qualified yet to just tell you what this is saying. Okay? I'm just trying to clarify things as we go along. So, it's something you have to know what God's Word says. Have a concordance. Please, Father, forgive me. I don't have a complete concordance yet. I promise. Yes. You got to do that. Because you're going to want to know so many things. And this Bible is so extensive. You're going to say, where do I find that? So, if you don't have a concordance, you go to your computer. Where in the Bible can I find about whatever it is you're questioning? It'll help you. You'll find it. You'll find it. It'll be great. So, and this one says that we certainly live in a pleasure-seeking world. This sign of the last days is fulfilled in our generation. It's not something that is going to happen in the future. It is happening now. And each one of us needs to make up our minds. Which road are we going to follow? Are we going to take that really wide, straight, easy road where Satan is just right down the straightaway going, hey, come on this way. It's easy. It's easy. Come on. You'll find everything you want over here. Sounds good. No way. You'll spend the rest of eternity in darkness. You don't want to do that. Now, the other way, you can't see anybody encouraging you and coming with you because they're walking right with you on this narrow, rocky, hilly, twisty, turny path. It's not even a road. It's a path. But that's where you want to be. And nobody said it was going to be easy. Because take my word for it, honey, it's not easy. And yes, Carolyn or Clyde, whoever that was, I did see you there, honey, but I'm just not in conversation mode right now. Call back a little bit later when I'm through with this, and I'll be glad to put you in studio and talk to you, darling. Okay? So we've got choices. Always choices. Even in these end times, we have choices. And those choices are going to decide for you, where are you going to end up when it actually comes to the trump blowing and time has run out? Okay? You're going to be left here on earth with all the chaos, destruction, and horrible things happening? Or are you going to be in paradise with the Father and Jesus Christ and the rest of the believers that knew what was going to happen and accepted Jesus to run their life? What decision are you going to make? I know the decision I made. I had to be an adult of 48 years old before I made it for real. I made it a dozen times when I was younger. I made it every night when I was a child. But until you really and truly understand what you're committing to and what may happen, you have to understand it. Now, as a child, when you do that, the Father accepts that. When you're a child, you think like a child. He knows that, and he accepts that. Every child that asks for forgiveness and asks for Jesus to come into their lives and help them and forgive them, that's going to happen, hands down, because we know it's not going to stick, but that's okay because it's children. Children have a different standard because they're learning. They are committing anew every day because they're learning. And that's fine. There is nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. Maybe even in your teens and 20s, you're not a child anymore, but you're not a grown-up Christian. You're a human adult, but that doesn't mean that your spirit has matured enough to make that commitment. Sometimes, yes. Yes. Many times, yes. But not always. Okay? And that's okay, too, because the Father knows at what stage each one of us is, okay? And you don't have to believe like and act like an old Christian person who's been doing it for 40 million years and they know what everything they can do or can't do. And you don't have to do that right off the bat. You have room to learn. That's what it's all about. Learning. You've got to learn. And in the end, you'll be ready when the trumpets blow and Jesus comes and says, follow me. We're going home. Okay? So keep that in mind, guys. Keep it all in mind. And we'll pick that up next week. Because I still got it. And it's going to be in my phone. And it's important. It is important. So we need to do that. And Sue just had company come in. So, well, you still got me. That's okay. You still got me. Okay, we are at a point now, Carolyn or Clyde, whichever one called in, that you can call in and I can talk to you now because we are done with our end of the world stuff for today. There's quite a bit of meat in that I read to you today. Be thinking on it. Be thinking on it because this is a big subject, people. This is a big subject and it's hard. But we'll get there. Okay, we'll get there. And to follow that, I have a hymn that John sent me earlier, and it's called, What If It Were Today? Listen to the words in this and think about this. What if it were today? I think that's awesome. That has me envisioning waltzing around a big ballroom, you know? I love that. That was so fun to listen to. I like it. All right, and I have another one by the Oak Ridge Boys that I have to get way up on the other end of the alphabet for, but that's okay. Oh, too far. I need some breaks. Okay, there we are. Come on. There we go. The Oak Ridge Boys. This is called Jesus is Coming. Always are alive when they sing stuff. It just makes you feel good. Okay, kids, here is one of those songs. I hope you have your words. I can't hear you, and my time of what I hear in my headphone is different from what you hear, so it really sounds weird. So I may not be singing it where you can hear me, but I'm singing it. Okay, just like I can't hear you, you won't hear me, but give me your word you're going to sing this. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. John sent this to me today.
Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.
I love that. So did you guys sing along, and did you have fun doing that? I sang along. My mic was open. I couldn't get to it, so I was singing harmony. But I had a good time. Whether it matched or not, I don't know, but I had a good time. And isn't that the whole point? Is to sing songs to the Father and to Jesus and to feel the gladness when you do it. That's perfect. That's totally perfect. Alrighty. Here we go again. Let's see. I'm looking for a certain... Ooh, that's for... Yeah, okay. Yeah, this will be fun. If I can get it. Here it is. Elvis. I, John.
Well, if I joined all my numbers way up in the middle of the air, well, I joined all my numbers way up in the middle of the air. Got to find a new way. I joined all my numbers moving way up in the middle of the air. Well, I joined all my numbers moving way up in the middle of the air. Well, there was three games. In the east, three gates in the west, three gates in the north, three gates in the south. 12 gates in the city, oh, it's very wide. That is, got nobody to let I come and somebody down. Look away, but in the middle of it, oh, I come and somebody down.
Because they get going on their gospel music and they did not care what anybody said or what anybody thought. They just went for it because they were having a good time. I love that. I love that. Here's one that John sent me this morning by Carol Robertson called It's a Beautiful Morning.
It's a beautiful morning, it's a wonderful day. Walking with Jesus every step of the way. He's got a blessing waiting for you today. It's a beautiful morning,
it's a beautiful morning,
it's a wonderful day. It's a beautiful morning, it's a wonderful day. It's such a good feeling just to know that you're safe. Don't let your troubles stand in your way. 'Cause it's a beautiful morning,
it's a beautiful morning,
it's a wonderful day. Lord has made this morning especially for you. that you will be joining in the work he's gonna do. He's got a blessing waiting for you today. It's a beautiful morning. It's a wonderful day. The Lord has made this morning especially for you. He hopes that you will be joining in the work he's gonna do. He's got a blessing waiting for you today. It's a beautiful morning.
It's a beautiful morning.
It's a wonderful day. It's a beautiful morning.
It's a beautiful morning.
It's a wonderful day.
With harps and everything. Yeah, that was kind of cool. All right, we like that. And you start thinking, you know, the way he's singing it, it must be a beautiful morning. Yeah, and then the harps kick in. Yep, okay, yep, I get it. Mm-hmm. All right, here's another one that John sent me. It's by Chris Tomlin. And he sent it to me last week, as a matter of fact. And it's called, Is He Worthy?
Do you feel the world's broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? Do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made?
Conquer the grave. He is David's fruit and the Lamb who died.
One of those songs that kind of grabs you, and you can't stop listening to it. As long as it's going, you cannot stop listening to it. And wouldn't that be amazing to have Elvis record that? Talk about not being able to stop listening. That would be something. All right. I have a song that the man sent me today from 2016, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Every weakness, take
Nice one. Very nice. It's just, that's one of those songs that I've known, it seems like forever. But it's always fantastic. It's always fantastic because it reminds you what he's there for. Anything, you can pray about it. It's right there. It's right there. Okay, I've got something that's going to be fun. And here it is. Barbara Jones, Reggae, Precious Lord.
And we shall behold him face to face.
Oh, yeah. Reggae. Reggae. You know, that was one of my favorite hymns when I was younger, much. But I never heard it reggae. I never heard it. That is cool. That is cool. It's one of those sit in your chair and bop around to it. Can you bop sitting down? There's a question for you. Anyway, okay. Now, do y'all have the words to that other song I told you to look up the words for? You don't have to print them out. Just have them in front of you on your computer screen or your phone screen. The name of the song is I Love to Tell the Story by Alan Jackson. And here we go.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know it satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing, will be the old, old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus
guys. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you were all singing along with it. I know if you heard me singing, it was out of time with what you were singing, but like I said, it's on a delay. And I'm not hearing it at the same time you're hearing it, so it's going to sound weird. But I love that song. I can't help but sing with that song, so even if it was off a little bit, that's okay. That's okay. You got to do what feels good, you know, and that song feels good. I've got a song for you that I haven't heard since I was probably 16, and I'm not telling you when that was, but anyway, it's by the Seekers, Kumbaya.
Thank you.
People always made fun of me because I liked it. Okay. I didn't care. I still liked it. So it doesn't matter. So that's fantastic. All right. I have one here. All I'm going to say is stand by me.
Oh,
I love it even more when he sings it. Yes. And that is listed under, it's either John J.B. or John Barron. I had it on the list as both of them, and it's not both of them, it's one or the other. So it doesn't matter because it all falls back on the same person. So it's okay. Yeah, I love it. I totally love it. That's fantastic. Hey, guys, guess what? I'm down to 8 minutes. So I want to say thank you to everybody in the chat. Sue had to go because she had company come over. So, but I do thank her for hanging in here for as long as she can. And she is having internet problems. So I was happy she was here as long as she was. It's difficult at this point in time for her. So anyway, she's going to get it fixed. And I just got a message that was John Barron. So that's okay. That's okay. It's all the same person. So it's fantastic. Anyway, thank you everybody that is in the chat that hung out with us all through it. I know that when I was preaching about the end times, it got a little long, and there were a few people that decided they didn't like that too much, so they left. Well, you know, they got to find out about it sometime. So whatever they need to do is what they need to do. You know, that's okay. I'm not going to worry about it. They'll be back. They'll be back. So I'll just make sure, and this is my promise to everybody who's still here, I will make sure to keep it down to 10 minutes next time. I promise. I do promise. And I have a clock right in front of me. I mean, you know, how hard can it be? I shouldn't ask that question because it might be real difficult. Anyway, thank you everybody that hung in here with me, and I hope you enjoyed it, especially the music. I hope you got something out of the message as well, because, you know, the churches are shying away from this because they're afraid if they preach it, people aren't going to come to church. Well, you know what? They're supposed to preach this because everybody is supposed to know about it. So I just promised to put it in smaller bites, okay, so we don't have to chew quite as hard. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. And it's stuff we need to know. I am learning as well. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. But I hope you enjoyed the music. I hope you loved the John Barron and the JB music. I hope you loved Elvis music. I hope you loved all of it because it's all great stuff. It really is. And we'll have more of it next time. My next show is on Thursday, and it's just a regular rock and roll show, as far as I know, unless we come up with a theme between now and then, which is always possible, but right now we don't have one. We just love the music, guys, and we want you to come and be with us because we hope you love the music, too. So here you go, and join me again for the next one. God bless you. God keep you well and safe, and make his light shine out from you so that all may see who you belong to. Okay? Bye for now, kids. Here's Elvis singing If I Can Dream.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why. There must be peace and understanding sometimes. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun, where hope keeps shining on everyone. Tell me why, oh why, oh why won't that sun appear? We're lost in a cloud with two.
He died to make men.